Motorcyclists by Ryan Veeder. Chapter 1. Mimi Eclair was walking down her street late at night. She was on her phone. Her friend Hank was on the phone with her. Hank and Mimi were in the same chemistry class at the school they both went to. They also had something called sexual chemistry. Mimi said into her phone, "There's a motorcycle parked in this yard." She told Hank about the motorcycle. It had one big headlight in the middle of the front of it.
"Sounds like a creepy motorcycle," said Hank.
Mimi said, "Knock it off, Hank."
And then she giggled.
It was a dark night in October, when there were dead leaves, and it was cold. Mimi Eclair walked away from the house with the yard where the motorcycle was. Then the headlight of the motorcycle blinked like an eyeball. Chapter 2. Parts of Hank's body were all over the place. His bones were all snapped in half, and his brain was spread out in a big smear, and the whole street had his blood on it. His kidneys were split up in a really gross way.
"It looks like the only one I'm really in love with is you," said Mimi to the motorcycle.
The motorcycle's engine made a noise that meant yes.
"Let's get out of here," said Mimi to the motorcycle.
"By the way, what's your real name?"
The motorcycle didn't say anything. But it was motorcyclists.
The end.